Trees are made of air primarily. When they are burned, they go back to air. And in the flaming heat is released the flaming heat of the sun, which was bound in to convert the air into tree. And in the ash is the small remnant of the part which did not come from air, that came from the solid earth instead. Richard Feynman. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. William Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 5. Not what it seems. A second later, I died. I stopped pedaling and hit the brakes, but it was too late. Headlights. Grill. 40 tons of steel honking furiously, like a modern-day dragon. I saw the panic in the truck driver's eyes. I felt time slow down, and my life pass before me, and my very last thought in life was, I hope this is just a nightmare. Alas, I felt in my gut that this was for real. But how could I be completely sure that I wasn't dreaming? What if, just before impact, I'd perceived something that didn't happen except in dreamland? Say, my dead teacher Ingrid, alive and well, sitting behind me on my bike rack. Or, what if, 5 seconds earlier, a pop-up window had appeared in the upper left corner of my visual field with the text line, "Are you sure it's a good idea to zoom out of this underpass without looking to the right?" materializing above clickable continue and cancel buttons. Had I watched enough movies like The Matrix and The 13th Floor, I might have started wondering whether my whole life had been a computer simulation, questioning some of my most basic assumptions about the nature of reality. But I experienced no such things, and died certain that my problem was real. After all, how much more solid and real than a 40-ton truck can something get? However, not everything is the way it first seems. And this goes even for trucks and reality itself. Such suggestions come not only from philosophers and science fiction authors, but also from physics experiments. Physicists have known for a century that solid steel is really mostly empty space, because the atomic nuclei that make up 99.95% of the mass are tiny balls that fill up merely 0.00000000000001% of the volume, and that this near vacuum only feels solid because the electrical forces that hold these nuclei in place are very strong. Moreover, careful measurements of subatomic particles have revealed that they appear to be in different places at the same time, a well-known puzzle at the heart of quantum physics. We'll explore this in Chapter 7. But I'm made of such particles. So if they can be in two places at once, then can't I as well? Indeed, about 3 seconds before the accident, I was subconsciously deciding whether to simply look to the left, where I'd always turned on my way to Blackberg's Gymnasium, my Swedish high school, since there was never any traffic on this cross street, or whether to also look to the right, just in case. My ill-fated snap decision that morning in 1985 ended up being a very close call. It all came down to whether a single calcium atom would enter a particular synaptic junction in my prefrontal cortex, causing a particular neuron to fire an electrical signal that would trigger a whole cascade of activity by other neurons in my brain, which collectively encoded, "Don't bother." So if that calcium atom started in two slightly different places at once, then half a second later my pupils would have been pointing in two opposite directions at once. 2 seconds later my bike would have been in two different places at once, and before long I'd have been dead and alive at once. The world's leading quantum physicists argue passionately about whether this really happens, effectively splitting our world into parallel universes with different histories, or whether the so-called Schrödinger equation, the supreme law of quantum motion, needs to be somehow amended. So did I really die?